Hello, my name is Nate Talbot for LearnTheMusicBizOnline.net. Today we have music licensing guru Glenn Friedman with us. Mr. Friedman is the founder of The Music Umbrella. The Music Umbrella is an entertainment management, music publishing, licensing, and media consulting company. Mr. Friedman has worked with everyone from Decca Records to members of The Beatles, AC/DC, Anita Baker, the list just goes on. And now he is an international licensing consultant, among many other things.
How you doing today, Mr. Friedman?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking time to talk with us today again. So I guess we'll just get right into it. What exactly is international music licensing?
Well, it's to give you the short version of it is, if you're an artist and you have a master, recorded a master, or a record company that owns master rights, it involves taking that product and essentially loaning it, so we call it licensing it, to other companies around the world so they can release it either at the same time or later on in their markets. And there's actually a two-part thing to international licensing in the sense that the master rights, which is the recording rights, and then there's the music publishing rights, which are the songs that are actually on that recording. So when you are talking about licensing, it's basically you try to do both things.
Okay. And so it is generally the same as licensing your music here, except much bigger.
It's bigger because the market's really, around the world, is absolutely gigantic at this point and thriving. And what sometimes doesn't work that successfully here in the States could show up and blow up in Japan much larger than it does here, or in Germany, or in South Africa, or wherever people are still actively buying CDs or even downloading product, because that's what's going on. And, of course, the way the monetary system is set up around the world right now, get paid in the euro, let's say, is a much better option than getting paid in a dollar. It's much stronger.
Yeah, I've heard that recently. Well, how did you get involved in the whole licensing, or how did you start the Music Umbrella?
Well, the Music Umbrella started basically after I ran through all the corporate companies I could handle as a person. I just was not the right kind of button down, suit and tie type of person. Even though I worked for some pretty liberal companies in the sense that they allowed me to do what I needed to do at the time, I needed to set up my own company and express myself the music I really felt passionate about, because a lot of times working for CBS as I did, we would be involved with songwriters or other publishing companies that I really didn't get their music. And I started my own company to basically be involved with people I really cared for and music that I believed in, I could take it to the next level. And so we started off as publishing representatives, and from there we kind of got involved with the songwriters, and songwriters themselves often wanted to be producers or artists, and
right,
we got a good track record, and we still do, but we don't do those sort of things as much as we used to at the beginning. We evolved into a management company and managed people from Atlantic Star to a choreographer named Anthony Thomas, who I thought originally was a songwriter, but turns out that Anthony was the choreographer for Janet Jackson, and he did Rhythm Nation for her. And that was a shock to me. The guy comes in and plays me some songs. I go, man, these are great tracks, great songs. I'm going to get you placed. And then 2 weeks later, he comes back and goes, I like the way you've worked for me in the last. Could you help me straighten out my deal? I said, what's your deal? He said, well, I'm a choreographer with Janet Jackson, and I just want to get paid fairly. So I put on my management cap, went into bat for Anthony, and got what he needed.
Wow.
So a lot of times people come in the Music Umbrella door for one thing, and another thing happens.
Yeah, that's, never know where your opportunity is going to come from. And
exactly.
How long have you been doing this?
Let's see, since the beginning of time. My own company now is 28 years, and as I say, it's kind of evolved into the international sphere. But so about 28 years, we do pitch music here in the States for film and television and for compilation records too, but I've set up a really good network of people around the world that I can trust, and that if they don't believe in it, then I go to the next person that believes in it, and so that's kind of where we are.
And so I guess you sort of know what you're talking about then, huh? A little experience.
Well, I've got an idea, yeah. And I, like everything else, I mean, artists and writers are always passionate about their music, and it's sometimes really difficult to find the right match on either side. If you have, you need someone to believe in you to take it to the next level. And for me right now, the international market is still exciting, and there's many ways that I stay in touch with it besides emails, and we could talk about that too.
Okay. Now, can both artists and songwriters benefit from international licensing, or is it more for just songwriters? How is that put together?
Well, actually, both. Getting back to what I was saying, there's two parts to the licensing. I mean, when if you write a song on a record and you're not even on the record, yes, you're going to make money when that's released wherever it is as a songwriter. And if you have the publishing, you get money as a publisher. What those situations are called internationally are your sub-publishing rights. So you can be a writer on, let's say, JoJo's record and not be on the record itself, but you get the record out in Japan or Holland or wherever it is, you get paid by the local society, and you can set up your own publishing companies in those markets.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a lot of opportunities for both, huh?
Both. Yeah. The artists will be paid by the record companies. Well, maybe paid by the American company if it comes from the American company to the European or whatever company. And then the writers get paid directly by societies and the sub-publishing deals that we help set up.
So I can set up my own publishing. I don't have to be signed to a major publishing company in order to receive that revenue then from that licensing.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long
right.
as I'm signed with like a ASCAP or BMI or CSAC.
That's correct. Very true.